Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get a premium finish with less odor and fumes for your painting project with Rust-Oleum's Low Odor Spray Paint. It provides a long-lasting, durable finish, making it perfect for indoor or outdoor projects. Save big on Rust-Oleum Spray Paints now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Skyline is introducing a new chicken chili. Come get that world-famous Skyline flavor you love with a new protein option. Try the new Skyline Chicken Chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. At Columbus Skyline locations only, while supplies last.
Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
Yes, my people, it's Chunks, and we're back here with the Chunks Show. And on my left... From my left, I got my brother, it's my boy.
What kind of reference is that?
What?
From my left, but I have a another podcast.
What do you mean?
So like you're...
Oh, my bad. From my
like,
left,
it's like a wordplay.
SDS. I was going to say SDS, and he's a filthy fella.
I'm a filthy fella. But when we go and play football, I sit pitch side.
Mental.
Yeah, of course.
And you know what? We're Barrow Brothers. There you go, man. But listen, this is that. But all jokes aside... the man with the best football podcast in the scene. And I'm not saying that with bias because genuinely it is my favorite. It's Sharky! Now, brother, listen, we ask this question all the time. There's no Lawrence today, by the way, because you guys in the comments absolutely rinsed him. So we just got rid of him for this episode. All jokes aside, I think he's filming, he's busy.
No, I personally requested. I said, if I'm coming on...
Don't believe you. On this podcast, they believe anything you say, bro. Sorry, I've been in trouble 9 times.
Sorry, right? I didn't request Lawrence to be. I was actually gutted when I found out he wasn't here.
That's good. No, I like that. But genuinely, Lawrence is not here, unfortunately, because he is busy with work. But it's fine. I think I can steer the ship myself. So we ask all our guests the question straight off the bat. Who is your worst member of SDS? It's
a joke. What is this
part? It's a joke.
My least favorite member of SDS.
No,
is...
please don't answer. I'm going to get in trouble. But of course, you are in the beta squad like me.
Yes.
So I just want to talk to you. Obviously, season 2 is happening right now, Sharks.
Yeah.
Do you think your favorite video that we filmed, maybe just after your performance? Except for Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I was going to say, to be fair, even Ed Sheeran, people messaging me saying, like, they found me really funny in that video.
Yeah, you were. You're hilarious.
You know, they found me.
I hated that clip so much. You already know what I'm talking about. You went, oh no.
That was a good clip.
I hated that clip.
Obviously, the Ed Sheeran means the most to me. Yeah. And I enjoyed it because I feel like I did well in the video. Because I had, like, loads of people sending me lots of different clips from moments of the video, the glazing and all of that stuff. That was good. And... when's this coming out?
2 days.
Cool. The next video that's dropping this weekend.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
Which one was it?
Trapped in Prison.
Why don't I remember it?
Yeah, remember that one?
Why don't I remember that?
You don't remember Trapped in Prison?
What the hell?
Dude, we filmed our videos. We filmed it so long ago.
Yeah, that was months ago.
Actually, so it wasn't that longer. Trapped in Prison, bro. Okay, so look, one round, we had the water blindfold one with the water bucket over our head.
Mental.
That video.
Is that a prison?
Trapped in a prison.
It was.
Remember, I'm not going to ruin too much, when I was crying of laughter one round, the stand-up comedy round.
Yes. That was a good video, to be fair.
That's next. So this Saturday's video is probably my favorite video.
That is a good video, to be fair. Yeah, oh, yeah, that was a good one. That was a long day, man. Long. For God's sake.
Those days are long, so that one.
But talk to me, man. What does it feel like being in beta squad? Like, is it ever been a thing? Because I feel like with us, we never kind of deep the situations we've been in because we're just kind of in it. We're in our own bubble. But how does it feel like being a member of the beta squad?
But, you know, I wish I had a better answer. But like you just said, bro, it's because we've all been friends before beta squad.
Yeah.
It just feels... the same.
Yeah.
You know, we've been doing content before. We were like, Beta Squad existed before Beta Squad was a thing.
Yeah.
Right. And like you said, we live in a bubble. Like, it's so normal to us. And then I think there's times maybe when we achieve something, like 10 million or we have a meet and greet across the world.
Yeah.
That's not realized. Oh, okay. Oh, we did a JD one recently.
Manchester. Yeah.
That's not like, it's actually, this is mad. I'm like one of five of this crazy, massive thing. So I don't realize it day to day, but big occasions make me realize how special it is to be part of it. But to me, it's just, with the brothers, isn't it? Making videos with the brothers.
What would you say your favorite thing about being in the group is?
I watching the videos, because a lot of the time I watch the videos like a fan. So if it's not, we've spoken about it, we all now take over a certain amount of videos, but if it's not our videos that we're taking over, we film it and then we go home, and then when it comes out, because it's not our video, we weren't working on it in
the
post.
Whole time,
when it comes out, I watch it like
a
fan.
A brand new video, yeah.
And especially the two-team videos where we split up into two teams.
Yeah.
I don't know what other teams been getting up to. Obviously, I hear, we talk about it after, like, oh, I did this. But when you watch it, I'm seeing for the first time, or we're seeing for the first time, what the other team have been up to, just like the viewers.
Yeah, yeah.
So my favorite part of being part of Bait Squad is I'm also a fan of Bait Squad. I like watching the videos of Bait Squad. So I love it. And then obviously filming, it can be super long sometimes, but there's little moments in those shoot days where I'm like, this is so fun. Like this, my job could be a lot worse.
100%.
So it's fun.
Obviously that's all positive, but what is something that you would improve about being in Beta Squad? Or just like the Beta Squad, the way we kind of work or something, you know what I mean?
Publicly or like behind, what do I improve behind closed doors? What do I improve just like for-
Maybe one
as
that's
a brand,
more burning.
As a brand, what I improve
something
as a brand.
Something that's more burning, like you're like, I don't wish we could do better.
I don't know how likely it is because we're very busy, but personally, I wish we could do more. Mm. Even though it's me saying it and I'm very busy, I wish we could do more because we've got the one YouTube channel, which is amazing, which we've grown to a crazy level. Uh-huh. I would love to either have another channel or make easier videos, but the viewers just love it. Or that streaming weekend we did, if we do something similar but a bit more regularly. Yeah. Or like a new business venture, like release a product, like Nicolas Shades, or even like an esports team, like just a different project
just
next to the channel where it's like we have something else that we always look forward to as well, right? So it's like basically channel, but then we also have, now we're adding arms to it where we're adding to the business. Like Beta Squad is, we've got YouTube channel, we've got esports team, we've got this. That's my dream, but it's a lot of work, man. And I don't know how likely that is, but that's something I'd love to do.
Fair enough. But obviously, all that being said, there is a special announcement. I don't even know if I can say it, I'm going to just say it. We are going to Asia. Yes.
I can't wait.
Beta Squad are on the road. We're going to be flying very soon, visiting loads of different countries. Obviously, I've already ruined the announcement, but it's fine.
Season
three. We're recording in Asia for the whole month. We're going to be going for a long time, going to loads of different countries in Asia. So we're very excited about that.
Also planning to potentially do a couple meet and greets.
Potentially.
So
can't tell you where just yet.
Yeah, if you're based in those countries, Asia's a big continent, but specifically Southeast Asia.
Maybe.
Around there.
Maybe.
Keep an eye out on our socials because we potentially will be doing some meet and greets, so you can meet us hopefully.
Let me know in the comments where you're from in Asia, if you're from Asia, and why we should go and visit, and maybe what the best cities are in these places. You know what I'm trying to say? Because I'm very excited.
They'll find that very soon because we're flying soon. So everyone, we're all going to be posting
very
our stories
soon,
and we're all going to be, it's going to be crazy. So
yeah, you know what? We're flying. You know what? I'm doing too much now.
When's it dropping again?
Don't want to say it.
It
drops Thursday.
You can't.
It drops Thursday. Don't tell it. Mind games. You know.
I know it was mind games.
But it's how it works. But of course, that is Beta Squad. Is there anything else you want to speak about with Beta Squad, you reckon? Something you're looking forward to potentially? Or?
I mean, the Asia trip for sure. Yeah. Obviously, you just mentioned it. We're going to be away in touring Asia or Southeast Asia for 4 weeks. Right, that's a long time. I've never left the country for that long in my life.
Bro,
yeah, see?
Same.
So you didn't know, I didn't even actually deep how long that
is. Actually, no, Somaliland, 2003. My mum had us
You've
on
gone
the
for
bed.
Time,
I think
over
5 weeks, yeah. She done
the whole summer holiday.
Broski, I just came back and I was like, this place.
Mental. Mental. I've never left the country for that long. So there's that, but we're going to be making a lot of content. It's a whole season's worth. So we're going to be traveling from country to country, making content, hopefully meeting greets, flying around. I didn't even deep how big that continent is.
Yeah.
Like, I checked the schedule and
you've got the worst schedule.
Yeah, mine's
because
mad.
We've done like teams already and stuff.
Yeah.
And it looks like you're going to be flying the most.
Yeah. In those 4 weeks, I think I'm in the sky for 72 hours. in total. Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine someone breaks down the 72 and where it is and what places. What do you do?
Then you might as well. I'll take you with me. I'll take them with me. Why not?
Private investigator.
Yeah, yeah, why not? But yes, we're all going to travel a lot, obviously. I've calculated mine. I'm traveling a lot.
72 hours?
Yeah, a lot. Because I'm doing a little detour as well.
3 days of just straight plane.
Yeah, 3 days, 4 days of just being on the plane. So it's like going to Australia, back in Australia.
Could vomit.
Think of it like that.
Could vomit. Yeah. I hate that trip so much.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. It's also going to be very draining, but I'm excited because we're going with a big group, all our production team and our cameraman. And I mean, Kyle's coming, KGD's coming.
Yes,
he was
100%.
Obviously, we sat here last.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to be continuing the training sessions with him as well. So that's good. So we can stick on top of that. And yeah, I mean, I'm really excited for that. And of course, the rest of the year is looking exciting. Ball League's coming back and all of that stuff. But I've got a lot to look forward to right now.
Sick. Amazing, man. Let's throw it back all the way to when you were a youngster. Because these are questions I actually never ask you, you know, in general. Like, so obviously this is with my friendship group, of course, I feel like majority of my friends have grown up without having their dad in their life, right? But for me, it's like,
Never had a father.
Yeah, no, generally. Awesome. I know you make a lot of jokes about it, right? And I know maybe that's a little coping mechanism. That's what he does. No, but like, how was it not having your pops, but then having so many siblings that you kind of had to care for? Because you're the oldest in the household, right?
Yeah, I'm the oldest. Yeah, so, yeah. No, I do have a dad. Like, he lives 10 minutes from
me. No, in terms of like being involved.
He lives 10 minutes from me, but yeah. I never see him.
Does he actually live 10 minutes from your family?
Yeah. 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But I never see him.
But in terms of like, obviously, you not having your pops in your life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
He's still alive and well, but I'm saying as in being active.
Yeah, he's, you know how I know, like, he's good. He's alive and what? Snapchat location. I check his Snapchat location. So I check his Snapchat location. Sometimes he's 10 minutes up the road.
And
sometimes across the world. Yeah, nah, he's good, man. He's good. He just doesn't like me, innit? So he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Like, I got a lot of my traits from him. Like, I'm a very quiet, calm person because of him. But yeah, I mean, listen, my parents split up when I was young and it was cool. It's like, I didn't know anything else. Mm. Right? So for me, it was normal. But I think because I have a lot of younger siblings, maybe their like upbringing was a bit different.
Yep.
To me, it was like,
whatever.
Yeah, I think for me, it's always been like that. But to be fair, I make jokes because I don't know. I don't really
care.
What
else should you do?
Yeah, I know. I don't really care. For me, it's just like, this is all I know. You know, obviously my mum raised a lot of children. I'm one of seven. I'm the oldest of seven.
Exactly.
So of course, and then, you know, she remarried as well, which was good. And then he left as well.
Listen, no, he's making too much jokes. I don't know if I should laugh or not, but his cousin's buying cameras.
Yeah, you don't have to laugh.
I'm allowed to laugh.
Yeah.
So, still laughing as well, you joke, man.
Yeah,
listen, I've literally just said, in terms of having so many siblings, do you think like they looked up to you as like a father figure potentially or not?
Yeah, I think so. I think, especially my brothers, where I used to take them football a lot, especially growing up. Yeah, so I started playing for teams pretty late because usually you either have an older sibling, like I was to my younger brothers, or like a dad, even your mum could take you football, but with my mum, obviously football's not a priority. She has loads of different kids. So when I could start going by myself to play for teams, that's when I started playing. And then very young, I was taking my younger brothers, especially one, like the middle one, who was a really good goalkeeper.
Yes.
At one point he was like being looked at by a couple of different teams, which was good for him. So I was like, this is our way out.
He's taking us out of the hood.
Yeah, literally. So I was taking my, like, as a young, like, I was like 15 myself, and we were going on a train to Reading and stuff like that, which was cool.
Mental.
Yeah, for him to train there.
15 going Reading?
Yeah.
I didn't know how to go to South London.
Yeah, I had to go Google. I was Googling everywhere. I was like, because you have to take trains that go out of London. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we're doing that. And so I think, yeah, my younger brothers, maybe sisters as well, but it's a bit less, I don't know, like, it's a different relationship. But my next oldest is a girl as well. It's a sister. So she's kind of like closer with the girls and a good role model for the girls.
Of course.
But yeah, I mean, obviously I left the house pretty young because we moved out for beta squad at 23. And they now, you don't realize how fast kids grow.
Yes.
Because let's say I moved out 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Someone going from 12 to 18,
mental.
That's a different human.
That's a different human being.
So I've got a sister that's 18 now. When I left the house, she was 12.
That's
obviously
mental.
I see them regularly, but sometimes if you don't see a kid for a month, that's a different human.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, you look huge. So so that's the only thing where now, when they were little kids, it's like, obviously that's when I remember them, but I still look at them like that. But then now I look at them and they're all adults.
Yeah, grown.
They're all 18 plus.
Yeah, no, I don't like it personally.
Yeah, it's not fun, man. It's like, why don't they just stay young?
So, yeah. That'd be nice. But in terms of like when you were a kid in that household, what did you think your life would be like? Because obviously I know that YouTube was the thing that just kind of fell in your lap, but wasn't something that you were going to be. Mm-hmm. What was your aspirations? Like, what was something you wanted to be able to achieve? Because obviously football was something that you tried to achieve. But like, in your head as a kid, did you ever think, I'm going to become a YouTuber? Or
No. Even when I started YouTube, I just like, if you asked me a month before I started YouTube, I didn't even know I was going to be a YouTuber. It was an impulse decision. Yeah. Like, just like everything. I remember, you remember how I started SDS? It was an impulse decision.
Impulse, yeah, randomly.
Same as YouTube. So, and also our age group growing up, it wasn't a big thing. And even if it was, it was growing. Like KSI was a thing and Joe Weller and F2 Freestylers. They're the only ones I knew. Like, I'd never heard of a lot of YouTubers. It wasn't, generally wasn't my thing, YouTube or watching content. I was playing football. I got accepted to a college program, which was really, really good at that point. And like I was playing a lot of football there for 2 years, traveling like up and down the country. And that was my thing. I think I realized pretty early I wasn't going to make it, but I was like, I'm just going to enjoy these 2 years and really take a lot out of it. I had no clue what I was going to do. No clue. I was just going to do the normal route. I was going to go to uni because my mom wanted me to go to uni and just see where life takes me. But I always felt in my heart, and it sounds crazy to say, I always felt in my heart, I'm going to be fine. Like, I'm going to be like, I'm just going to end up doing something cool.
Yeah, I see.
But I don't know. Like, I always had that burning feeling. And when I describe it, I don't know how to describe it. But from when I was in high school, I always felt that, I don't know what I'm going to do in life, but I'm going to be okay. I genuinely always felt like that. So I just always had this
cocky
like,
bastard. That's a joke.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. Like, I was never like, I'm going to be famous and rich.
Yeah.
I just always, I don't know why. I just had this like hidden confidence where I was like, I don't know. I just have a good feeling about how
life in general,
things going to go when I'm older. Yeah. I don't know why. But maybe it's because I was raised well. Maybe my mum put that in me. I don't know.
Yeah. What kind of kid were you? Like, everyone has that kind of type of personality in the household. What kind of, obviously you being the oldest, it must be weird because you're the oldest in your household. I'm the youngest in my household.
Mad.
So it's like with different spectrums of the, of, you know what I mean?
Very whole, different upbringings.
Yeah, hierarchy.
Very different.
Because me, I kind of just quiet. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, this is every sibling. My mum and dad, I was always just a little kid, stay in the corner.
Yeah.
How was your kind of situation?
You know what's weird? Similar. I always grew up, I think I was always quiet. Same, always quiet, never got in trouble. In school especially, never got in trouble. Only ever detentions I got was for not doing homework or speaking in class. Never bunked off school, never got suspended. I was a good quiet kid. I was very quiet, like very, very quiet. It's one of them ones where it's like, if you're my friend, then I'm bubbly. But outside of that, quiet, stage fright in assembly, couldn't even stand on stage, couldn't talk publicly. Very like all of that, but yeah, I don't know. I was just very to myself. I was just a good kid. I was literally just a good kid. Like, I wish I could say I had this. I was a class clown. I wasn't.
Yeah, you know?
Like, I'm probably still not that now, but I just wasn't. I was just I don't know what I was so scared of. I was scared of getting in trouble. I swear, I'm one of the kids. Average student, average grades.
Yeah.
You know, like
just there.
I was just there. Like honestly, I was just there.
Yeah.
But you know, when you finish year 11, you get like awards.
Yes.
So I got most likely to be a footballer in my class.
Is it?
Yeah, and that didn't work. But to be fair, I scored at Wembley.
Yes, you did. That is true. Yes, that's humongous.
So they're right.
Oh, you share that? You scored at another camp as well.
Scored at Wembley.
I scored at Wembley.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, for the 9,000.
Yeah, you did.
But it's not about me. This is not about me. But what were you obsessed with? Because obviously you had a poster of Ed Sheeran on your wall. Arsenal, of course, another thing. But maybe something that we don't know. What are things that you probably were obsessed with? Like for me, example, I loved Ultimate Fighter. I loved watching.
You put me on to Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, I know. I loved watching it with my brother.
Great show.
So that was a great show. I loved like computer games. And what was your thing? Like, what did you do? Like,
I think, yeah, so Game of Thrones.
Oh, class.
And we've got to talk about this because you upset me recently. I'm not going to go through the details, but you upset me. You upset me.
Exactly.
You
look upset after me.
Yeah, but you upset me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, because...
Fair enough.
Game of Thrones, like, I started watching Game of Thrones in 2011.
Yeah.
2011, right? So when I started watching Game of Thrones, I think Game of Thrones was only like a year or so.
Wait, you were 15 watching them scenes?
Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah. So 15, 16. Yeah. So I started watching 2011 because a friend of mine, I think season one had just finished. So like it was a new hype. And my friend watched it and he goes, yo, watch this show called Game of Thrones. It's sick. I said, okay, go on then. And he put it on a USB stick. And
that's
I went back
home, in the
put
days.
Season one on a USB stick and I plugged it into my PS3 and I watched the whole season one. And then from then onwards, every single season I was watching it live as it was coming out. So season one was the only one that I rewatched back because I just missed it. You met me in 2015. So by the time I met you, I was already a fully fledged Game of Thrones super fan. Yeah. 4 years strong. You remember that?
Yeah.
2015, 2016. You know I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Nah, it's not me. 2017, 2018. 2019, I think, is when it finished.
Yeah.
Right? So at that point, so I've been watching Game of Thrones for 8 years.
Yeah.
For about four of them, you knew me.
Yes.
And you didn't watch it.
Yep.
2024, now suddenly you want to watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I watched the whole season.
Yeah, you binged it.
Yeah, it was incredible.
It's why did it take you so long?
I just couldn't be asked at the time. I have other things going on in life. I think when I started to, you know, I mean, relax myself, sat down at home and actually said,
let me watch something. I feel like every time I recommend something, you like it. Dexter.
Incredible. Hated the ending.
Yeah, but I told you
about
that.
I sent you a TikTok this morning. I don't know if you've seen it.
There's a new
Dexter.
It came back. Yeah, but I don't want to watch it.
I don't know about that.
You
know when the show comes back after 19 years, it's like, where were you going?
Yeah, I don't want to watch it.
My man's going to have wrinkles and it's all dang. It's all changed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
But now, you know what?
I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones. I have a keychain. I have a Targaryen keychain from
my cat is actually named Arya after Arya Stark.
Look at that. So that annoys me as well, by the way. You're now naming pets after Game of Thrones characters. It's sad.
You know what?
I got it in Dubrovnik in Croatia, the Targaryen keychain.
Yeah.
Because we're filming a Beta Score video. Me, Nico and AJ went to Dubrovnik.
You guys did.
That is where King's Landing is based.
Yes.
In Game of Thrones.
Yes, Croatia.
So we did the whole tour.
Croatia, right?
Croatia, yeah. Yes. Dubrovnik, we did a whole tour of King's Landing and I got a Targaryen keychain.
Fair play.
So yeah,
man.
I was obsessed with Game of Thrones.
We're gonna wrap up that section. By asking you moral questions about it. So for example,
okay. We
spoke a lot about family. So is it wrong to cut ties with toxic family members?
No, I don't think it's wrong.
Mm.
But it depends what kind of toxic you're talking about.
See, that's why Lawrence is here now. He'd give a situation.
Like irreparable toxic where it's like,
That's what I'm trying to say. I feel like there's situations that are irreparable, but I feel like, for example, if your mum or dad was to do something, like there are places you have to forgive, you know? Like,
certain people? If it's mum and dad, family, you can go wide. I don't know how you're talking about family.
I'm saying like an older brother, uncles, or a younger sister, or you know what I mean?
I'll try my, if it's immediate family, especially mum and dad, that one,
I've got to do whatever I can.
No,
because there's people that obviously are out there, and I understand everyone's situations are different, but I feel like, there's people out there that haven't spoke to their mum or their dad in plenty of years, correct?
Yeah, that's mad.
And I feel like tolerance is one thing, is how much you can tolerate from somebody, because everyone's tolerance levels are different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like mum and dad, your siblings, are situations you have to try your best to rectify. I understand if everything's their fault or whatever, but I feel like it's our due diligence and our duty to kind of, as a family member, to try to... actually try to fix and...
Yeah, parents. No, of course. I thought you were talking about like cousins and aunts. Uncles.
I can't lie, them ones I can get rid of.
Yeah, man.
It sounds crazy, but I can.
Yeah.
If you do me like wrong, I can kind of
skate. Come on, man. But parents...
I'm not saying to do that, by the way.
No, but
I'm just saying that's what I do.
You said, if they're not your kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're, like, come on, you're just my cousin, man. You know my parents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have the same grandparents, that's it.
Yeah. If you think the concept of cousins is kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, but like, I don't really know you.
Yeah,
like that.
People make it seem like it's this. But you know what it is? It's about how close
there's
you are.
There's some cousins, that you're close with because you actually grew up with them. And there's some cousins that they're your cousin by name, innit?
Yeah, but I'm closer with friends than cousins.
Way closer.
Yeah.
It sounds mad, but it's true.
It's mad, innit?
With family's family. I think family's important. Family's very important, especially to me as well. But at the same time, outside of my immediate family, I think I'll always give you that bit of extra love because you're my family.
Yes,
like, this is
yes,
family.
Yes,
I mean, like,
yes,
we're
yes,
from the same bloodline. Yeah. But outside of my immediate family, I think if it's a case where we don't get on or for some reason or something's happened, it's easy for me to distance myself.
Yes.
But my immediate family, I'll try everything to maintain relationships. But humans are humans, isn't it? You don't know what people.
That's a fair answer, to be fair.
Yeah.
But if I was to say a next one, which is, this was a good one because I actually thought about it myself yesterday. Like, last night I was thinking, is it more important for a dad to be there emotionally? So, for example, that he's in the household and he's there to kind of just be there for you as a parent, or is it more important for a dad to be there financially? So he's there just to finance the household, but not really there to have conversations with and learn stuff from.
You tell me.
Oh, you smell
it. What do you think? I'll tell you what I think.
I like that one there. You made me feel guilty there.
No, no.
I was just trying to ask you.
No, like, you tell me.
But that's why I asked the question, because I feel like generally it's very... because would you be happy struggling in a household but knowing that you've got loving parents with you? I think I'd rather that because it's kind of like... people with similar backgrounds to us already kind of struggled anyway. I'm not talking about poverty line, but obviously it was a bit difficult growing up. And I feel like my dad was there financially.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
And then emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of like, I wouldn't know which one to say is more important. Because if now my dad's money weren't a thing in my house at all, we'd be kind of pissed. We'd be kind of effed, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was there for me financially and emotionally. But I feel like, because maybe I've got a different upbringing where I managed to have my dad in my life. You know, obviously you didn't manage to have your dad in your life. You would be, what would you rather he was there for, financially or emotionally?
You know, for me personally, neither, if I'm being selfish, because everything
happens.
What I am now,
you're happy, yeah,
is because of that. If I had a two-parent household, I might have had more pressure to go to university. It might have been harder for me to take as much risks as I have.
Yeah.
And I might not be as independent and as responsible as I am. Because I've had to be that from earlier, because I had to take on a different role.
Isn't that
if
selfish?
I'm being selfish, then neither. But to be unselfish, which I think I would choose every day of the week to grow up in a two-parent household, because it would release a strain on my mum, and also my younger siblings would grow up better than, and I'll take that every day of the week. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like if I could go back, I would. Then I would rather have a two-parent household, and I think it'll be more emotionally.
Okay, emotionally. Yeah,
because we grew up without much anyways. And we're fine.
Yeah.
So I think the most important thing is, I think it's more emotionally, because if you're not present and you're just there financially, you don't have that relationship.
Yeah.
But if it's more emotionally and you're raising your children with more effort and care, then I think no matter, you can get through anything. There's ways, you know, you can struggle and come together.
Selfishly, you have to only pick one.
Yep. Emotionally.
For yourself. But I'm saying
selfishly.
Selfishly.
I had to pick one.
For yourself. I think finance, you know.
Nah, emotionally.
You reckon?
Because then I think maybe, because I see emotionally as like care.
Yes.
Like with more care. And more. I think selfishly, I think if I had a two-parent household and it was a mother and a father who gave me both care, because my mother already did give me that, but I'm saying if you're saying to bring a father in, then maybe I would have had a dad that took me to football young, you know what I mean? Took me to teams younger, you know, all of that stuff. The classic things of learning how to ride a bike. I didn't learn how to ride a bike until I was 17.
Mental.
You know, so all of that thing, I think so emotionally. I think financially is like, whatever, I grew up without it, bro. Like we lived, I've lived in about 15 different houses. I've been to six.
Are you rich then?
I've been to six different schools. well, you should see the houses. Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
some were like halfway houses.
Yeah, yeah.
So, so I think financially, it doesn't matter, because I think we're in a country where there are things in place to help you through, you know, struggle. right? Like all of that stuff, which so we're fine. But I think definitely I still take emotionally. I think if with my children, of course, hopefully, and nothing goes wrong, I'll be okay financially. But my most important thing that I want to give my children is love and care from the emotional side. Financially, of course, it's going to be there. But if I could pick one, I'd rather be struggling with my kids, but all together, than just being like a semi-present dad, but just make sure the house is good. I don't like that. Cause I didn't, you know what I mean?
That's one little disclaimer for the people out there that are maybe have their other half pregnant or babies en route. Stand up and be a man. You know, I don't understand.
Yeah, but the thing is, no. But the thing is, though, you can't. Like, there's other factors why you might split up. You have to split up because you guys just don't get on.
That's
but
fine.
It's what you're
fine.
Trying to say is, yeah, still be present. Still co-parent.
I think it's absolutely, but then also mums would vilify
don't
the dad
stay together
to
just
the youths,
for the kids.
Same way a dad would vilify the march to the youths. So it's kind of like, it's mad. You know what I'm trying to say? And people would probably even try to say, you're not seeing your youth. And then tell their kids, your dad don't want to see you. That's crazy. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's a real thing.
It happens in situations. Yeah, but thing. I'm saying as in.
So what do you do in that situation? That's
when you get law involved. Bro, you have to try
but
and see
then
you
got
kid,
a
bro.
Child that's just going through madness.
So at least he will end up knowing when he's older, I see my dad was trying to fight the seaman. Do you get it? Compared to, all right, fair enough, my mum made it hard, a headache for him, but he stopped trying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he shouldn't stop trying. Just be like, I can understand everybody's circumstances is different. I get it. But I'm saying on a general consensus, it's like, there's a lot of situations where people just leave for the sake of leaving. Like, there's a whole joke of he went to go to the milk to get
but
a milk.
But also being selfish.
Come back.
Being selfish as well. Like, if he stuck around, my pops, he's a Chelsea fan. I would have been a Chelsea fan. I'll be a two-time Champions League winner.
I'll be a two-time
Club World Cup winner.
Yeah.
Bear Prems.
Oh, my dad maybe shouldn't have been there then.
Yeah.
I support Arsenal for
there
him.
There we go. I support Arsenal because I didn't want to support Chelsea.
My mum always talked to me about Man City.
There you go.
Couldn't support Man City. Our dad, he might have done me wrong there. Everything he's done for me, supporting Arsenal.
Everything happens for a reason, man. I'm glad I support Arsenal.
Yeah, genuinely.
Yeah.
There you go. Actually, you know what? Funny you say that because talking about Arsenal.
What a transition.
We're going to move on to
Look
football,
at that.
Which you're a big fan of.
Yep.
Arsenal. Now, I know you do a podcast called SDS and you haven't really spoke much about predictionist show. I don't want to kill your own channel.
No, it's fine. We can talk about it now because after this, I'm going to go off and talk about it on SDS anyway. So.
But when does it come out for SDS?
Probably the same time.
Amazing. Cool. Well, in that case, Arsenal.
Yes.
You are a big fan. Me too. What are you expecting from this season based off of the signings we have?
Win the league.
You know
why don't do that? Don't worry, guys, because you know
every
this clip's going to be used
year.
Later.
Oh, win the league.
No, I know, I've said
and
it.
And there's someone even worse off camera, which is Sharky's cousin, and he is a deluded Arsenal fan.
He is. Yeah, but I even had to convince him how much I think we're going to win the league.
But
he agreed with me very easily. But it wasn't very hard.
You reckon? Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It wasn't hard. But yeah, I think we win the league this season. I think I said it the last 4 years in a row.
Yeah, exactly.
But this is the one. I feel better now than I've ever felt as an Arsenal fan in my life to win the league.
Fair enough.
Right? I think all the components now are coming into place. We're talking about in the car on the way here as well. I think we've now, as a club, we've experienced the last few years everything it takes to win a league. Obviously, we've always fallen short. But this time now, I think we've... Every single season, what was the reason everyone will say? Yeah, because you're not buying a striker.
Yeah.
You're not buying a striker. So we bought a striker.
Yeah.
Right?
Got Victor, Gyökeres. Yeah.
No, them ones.
Yeah.
We've got a striker.
Yeah.
Then, in terms of the squad building, very happy. We've got depth. What were we complaining about last season?
Depth and
Real Madrid, PSG. Look at the bench against PSG. Look at the bench against Real Madrid. We've got the depth and it's quality depth. This is like top 10 Premier League... In the every single like one of our bench players can play for a top 10 Premier League team. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Kepa just finished season at Bournemouth. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
5 million, most expensive keeper of all time.
Yeah.
Norgard can easily, Brentford can finish ninth. You won't be shocked. Do you know what I mean? So our depth, Madueke as well. Strong player that can play for 100%. Most
he
top 10.
Played
for
top
Chelsea.
Four, yeah.
So our depth is strong now. But then also we're signing ready-made or bordering on world-class players. Like Gyökeres is a top one of the, one of the biggest name strikers in the world right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe the striker market you might say is a bit weak, but for what it is right now, he's one of the biggest names. Zubimendi, in his position, is one of the best players in the world and bordering on to be probably the best in his position if things go right. So I think we've recruited really well and we're still going. You know, hopefully it still carries on with players like Eze or players, or anyone else, more attacking positions. But the most important thing is we've got our biggest players back as well from injury. Last season, Saka was injured done his hamstring, had to get surgery. Havertz had to get surgery. Gabriel was missing for the last 2 months and missed the PSG games, the Real Madrid games. Odegaard missed 2 months. Martinelli missed a month. There were so many injuries. Ben White missed most of the season. Do you know what I mean? Calafiori missed so many games. So I think we've, imagine having all of them back. These same players that have been together that have almost won the league multiple times and all in the beautiful age right now between 24 to 28.
Good age.
Great age.
Yeah.
And then they're all back and we've signed strong depth and we've signed players that come into the starting lineup. That's why I think we will be a very strong team now. That is Liverpool. I'm not ignoring Liverpool. I'm not ignoring Liverpool. I'm just giving reasons why I think Arsenal will be strong. I'm not ignoring Liverpool. Liverpool just won the league. And they've added depth, strength.
Strength.
Verts, one of the best in the world.
Goodness gracious.
Kerkez, Frimpong, strong signings.
Ekiteki.
Said by Fuizi, that's the new name he's given him. And you never know, Isak is now coming. But what I think of Liverpool, I think, look, they're favourites to win the league. And I'm not denying that. And I don't want Liverpool fans to go, oh, this guy's just ignoring us. I just think it might take a little bit
to click,
to fully click. They went the last season, they won with, obviously Slot smashed it, but with Klopp's team plus Chiesa, who barely played. So let's say Chiesa wasn't even part of that team. This season, I think they made a lot of changes, but roles are going to change. Salah's role is going to change a little bit because now he's actually playing with a striker, like a real striker. If it's Isak, if it's Ekitike, he's playing with a real striker. So his role is going to change a little bit. You've got these bombing wingbacks like Kerkez and Frimpong who are very good attacking, but there might be holes in that in those wide positions, which might be easy to counter. They don't have
a Fabinho
kind of player. Do you know what I mean? Where the Gravenberch and McAllister are unbelievable footballers. But if you're getting countered, do they have that anchor, that strong anchor? And if you're getting countered through the centre, it might be easy to go through the centre. If not, those wide positions might be hard for Liverpool to defend because they've got these. Listen, I'm not a football expert, but I'm thinking because it might take a little bit of time for Liverpool to all click. And I feel like Arsenal, maybe the squad is more ready. I slightly favour us. And it's right now, it's an unpopular opinion. But I'm going to stand on it. And I'm going to take the criticism and the clips and whatever. But I think Arsenal won the league this year. And I'm fairly confident. And I'll be honest, I think we win it pretty comfortably.
Yeah. Why do you do this to yourself?
No, I think so. Like, I think we win it pretty comfortably.
Fair enough, man.
You know?
Fair enough. You know what? We've got some sporting morality questions as well.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah? So, would you dive in a final to win a pen and basically win the trophy? So, basically, you feel a bit of contact. It's not enough to go down, but you go down. You guys get the penalty, you win the whole game. 2-1. 90th minute. Sharky won us the penalty.
You know what?
Yeah. But in your heart,
no. You know, genuinely knowing me, and I'm not even trying to say this to be a nice guy, I don't think I would, you know.
You wouldn't dive?
Knowing me, I don't think I would, you know. I don't like cheating.
Yeah, fair.
Like, I don't feel comfortable cheating.
Yeah.
But in the moment, I might do it.
On your gal or football?
Everything in life.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't like the idea of cheating. Sure, I don't know why. I don't like the idea of cheating. I always like doing everything right. I don't know. Maybe that's just how I am. And this could be to sound good, but I'm not here on your podcast right now to try and sound good. I've put my neck on the line multiple times already. You know, I made jokes about my dad. I've talked about Arsenal. Like, I'm not here to try and save face. I'm being honest. Like, if I was going to say yeah, I'd say yeah. I don't think I would. Honestly, I don't think I would. Like, because it wouldn't sit right with me, winning
it's
the wrong way.
Because you have a family member there that would do it.
I probably would.
Yeah. Any day
would. A lot of people would.
Me?
Maybe in the... I know you would.
You know me.
I know you would.
I'm doing Tom Daley.
And they're going to roll around like KSI after. You're going to roll around like 5 times.
100%.
I don't know. I don't think I would, you know.
Football's football, man. You got to do it. Like, it's different. Obviously, there's certain things you cheat in, some things that I just wouldn't. You know what I mean? So relationship stuff, I get it. But like, whereas football, I mean, you get a trophy,
I don't know.
Sometimes you got to do.
Maybe in the moment. Maybe in the moment. I just don't know. Right now, I don't think
the thing is, I know what kind of person I am. You know, for example, I play football every Tuesday and Thursday, obviously with AB as well. Like, you know, for example, if someone kicks me and it's not a foul, like I know it's not a foul, like, and the ref would give it, the player would come to me, is that a foul? I say, nah, it's not really.
Yeah, see?
Then they'll go, you see, he said it's not a foul. But I say, why are you trying to hop me up? No, don't do that. But I would say, but a certain amount, we go, is that a foul? Yeah?
Yeah.
The ref said
it is.
Is that right? Then when they get it, they'll kind of smile like,
yeah.
So, I mean, so that's what he
that's
did.
That's him, that's
AP. So me, I'm a bit different in terms of, I can't like full out lie in their face and say that's a foul because I'd say it's not, to be fair. I feel like the ref, just based off of my mannerisms and me doing that stuff, you'd probably be like, hey, this guy is not a foul.
But it's VR nowadays as well, though. So.
Yeah,
you can look
a
fool.
Yeah, that's true. You can look dumb. Yeah, I've seen that. Footballers, especially in Prem, because I watch the Prem. What are you guys doing, man? It's VAR.
Mbappe did it against us at the Bernabeu. Remember, they gave the pen and then they watched it and
Yes. There you go. Come on, man. Stop doing that stuff. So that's fair. And would you celebrate against your former club if they done you dirty?
Yeah, if they done me dirty, yeah.
It's working.
Depends. Like, the dirtiness is like, if the club didn't dirty internally, but the fans still love me, I don't think I would.
So listen to this. They said, yo, you're at Arsenal, for example, yeah? You love the club. This is your favourite club ever. It's new contract time. You've asked for 100. They said, we've only got 75 for you. You said, nah, I'm cutting, right?
Cool.
So standard. You now go to another team and you get 100 grand.
Yeah.
What are you doing? You score a goal against them, 90th minute, 1-0, header.
But during the game, when I touch the ball, are the fans booing? No, they're not booing. They're singing.
They're not booing, but they're not singing. It's a Trent situation.
No, but they say madness.
Trent.
Oh, I saw online they'll say madness. But match going fans are different.
There you go.
So first goal I score.
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Yeah.
Then 5 minutes later, I score a header.
To win the whole game.
To win the game as the winner.
Yeah.
Knee slide. Knee slide. I think so, you know. I think the winner is different. The first goal, I'm just showing them.
So what's the point of respect if you're going to knee slide?
Because the first goal I'm showing them is still respect. It's love.
Yeah.
But if I score again,
okay, well, listen to this now. If you did that and everyone...
Yeah.
Like, okay, fair. Old fans.
Then I'm knee sliding with my hands up.
That looks like you're taking a piss.
Yeah.
That looks like a knee slide. You're doing that.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You might as well do this, like, kill him. You're taking the piss.
No, like, respect knee slide. I didn't respect
There's no respect knee slide. Yeah, I think you'll be absolutely cooked. Man said, respect knee slide. There's no such thing. And what's your face doing? You're doing this?
Yeah.
Why's your knee sliding?
While I'm sliding.
That might be a new cello, you know?
That's a cold one.
Like, but it's love, but yeah. It's disrespectful.
No one's ever done that, edit.
I think I like that one.
That's a good one. That's a respectful knee slide.
That's a respectful
I think somebody needs to do that one when they leave their club.
Hey, that could work, you know? Fair enough.
Because your new fans got to see you like you're happy here as well.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's the combination.
Yeah. Fair enough, man. I like that one.
You got to think about them once.
Talk to me though, man. SDSFC.
Yes.
Big thing. For people that don't know what's going on, Border League, I've tried to explain it a couple of times before. We've had Maya on here as well, cuss you out. What do you think about that, to be fair?
I don't know where we stand right now.
You know? She said that herself.
Yeah, I know she did.
Yeah.
No, I texted her. I texted her after the episode, actually.
Yeah.
I sent her a text. I said, hey, just seen the podcast. It was funny. Listen, just to let you know, it's all love. And I'm gassed. It was an all Somali final. And hold that celebration.
Incredible.
It's all love. And I said, if you want to slap me next time, you have a one slap token.
Fair play.
I said, I'll give you, know what I mean? Just
that's
respect.
Nice. That's nice.
But she shouldn't take it. She said, I don't need to slap you. It's all love. It's all good. So listen, with Maya, it was just a bit of banter. I think it was something where I remembered everything. You know, that's why it's fun. Like, I remembered everything. And then I was even burning.
What do you think about people calling you crazy for that?
I am crazy though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Because look, 7 weeks, bro, because at the end of the day, like her and the player, I think it was Ross Derham.
You don't think you know?
Yeah, I know it's Ross Derham. I know, to be fair, I know, yeah. They beat us, fair enough, but I was angry at that game because we missed two penalties and it was a bad one for us. And then, they did that. But they did that because the night before they went for dinner at Sexy Fish.
Mm.
And they kept doing this the night before. So I was watching them the night before what they were doing, innit? Because we had them the game the day after.
Watching them where?
Like on the stories.
Oh, okay, I thought you'd be like, yeah. Like this.
So I was watching them, I was scouting, like, what are they up to? So they had dinner and everything. So I was trying to figure out what they were eating. I was trying to see the pictures, zoom in, if they were drinking, to see the next day what players look a bit to target, but it didn't work. And then when they beat us, they did this. So obviously I was annoyed. And then when we got to the final four, my head was up, we beat Depa Trio, and then we've got either United or MVPs in the final.
Who did you want?
I wanted United.
Is it?
I genuinely wanted the SDS United final. I think that would have been massive for everyone.
Yeah.
So I wanted United because we beat them. That is the beautiful end to an amazing season of them antagonizing us and everything that happened. But then in my head, I was like, if we play MVPs, I'm doing that celebration. Like, I was like, I'm doing a celebration. So for me, it was win-win. As soon as we won that first semis, it was win-win. Yeah. We beat United, this is perfect. I can dunk on Ginger. We beat him in the final. Yeah. We beat MVPs, I'm doing that celebration.
Yeah.
And that's what ended up happening.
Season two, though, man. What are we expecting in that one?
We're going to win it again.
We're
going to win it again. But this time we want to win it, hopefully, with a bit more comfortability.
Mm-hmm.
We just scraped it last season. It didn't go well to start off, but we're going to go and aim to win and hopefully defend our title. But just like I'm saying, we're going to win it again. In my head, as long as we have a better season than last season, because look, we could finish We finished with 20 points our season. Mm. We can finish with 25 this season, 5 more points and not win. You know, we can come second or first in the league and lose on the final 4 day.
Yep.
So I'm not putting success and not like, and like, I'm not putting the success on whether we win the trophy or not. I'm putting the success on how strong our season is. So if we win the trophy, amazing, because I want to win it. But if we have a stronger season than last season, I'm also very happy mm-hmm. because we just proved we did better than last season. We've got 5 more points, we've got 6 more points, whatever it is. Mm. So I just want to finish with a higher points tally. And then on the final 4 day, it's whoever's the best on that one day. So if we win it, we win it.
Fair play, man. So in terms of like rule changes and stuff, like are we expecting to see new members of the team potentially or?
Yep. That's the hard part. Every team now is going to be bringing in new players. It's like football, you know, there's transfers. But then it's a mixture because there's a new draft. So there was a draft last season, so there's a new draft. So I'm going to be looking in, every team's going to be looking into the draft because there's going to be a lot of good talent. Ball League Season 1 went really well to the point where so many good players now want to get involved. So the draft's going to be interesting, but at the same time, there's current players in the Season 1 that are going to move clubs. Mm. So that's going to be interesting. And then to do that, I have to save space in my team because you only got a 12-man squad. So at the same time, to be able to bring in players in the draft or to be able to bring transfers in, I've got to let go of some of my players. And bear in mind, we won the league. Mm. So it's not easy, you know, but it's just the way of the world. It's how football works and how sports works. And if I go into next season with the exact same squad, we're not winning nothing. Mm. You know, you've got to be able to compete because everyone's going to be strengthening. Yeah. So just like Liverpool, they won the league.
But they won it without strengthening.
No, I'm saying this season, what are they doing?
You know, last season.
Yeah, I know. But Arsenal had injuries.
Yeah,
and City fell off. Rodri got injured. There is. You know, but so I need to strengthen my team. So to do that, I've got to let go of some players. I've got to try and keep my best players. I don't think the MVP of the whole league, I'm losing. The best player, not on my team, the whole league is gone. So I've got to try and figure out ways to replace him. It's a lot, man. Yeah. It's a lot.
And he had to leave because he's moved on to bigger.
Yeah. He's not playing ball league for someone else. No. So Kaz is obviously a professional. Like he played in the Champions League, bro. He came on in the Champions League. He played in the FA Cup. But he spent the last couple of years playing in America, but now he's back in the UK. So he's looking for a club and he's pretty much signing for a club very soon. So he won't be allowed to play ball league, unfortunately.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
Due to his contract.
That's life though.
But he'll be there. He'll be there supporting. He'll be coming down VIP, guest list, ringside, courtside, everything.
Talk to me, man. Primo.
Yes.
Greatest clothing brand ever.
Yes.
See you wearing it. See you rocking it.
Yeah, I'm wearing one of the old drops.
What has been the biggest, like the most difficult thing about running a clothing brand? Because of course I know that it was run by you and your cousin AV.
Yep.
Is it fair to say AV does the heavy lifting?
He does, he does a lot of heavy lifting, literally.
Yeah, I see him with the boxes. Yeah,
he's the one that is the creative mind behind it. So he's working on it day to day. I can't do it day to day because obviously all the things we just spoke about, Beta Squad, SDS, SSFC, all of that stuff. But where it works perfectly is he can and I can do in terms of marketing, promoting and all of that stuff. I think when you said the hardest thing, and this is the same with anyone, is financially, because until it gets to a level where it's massive,
you're
investing a lot of money into this, mm-hmm. right? Because you have to sample every time. You know, you got to pay factories, then you got to pay for, because you produce clothes other side of the world. So now you're paying for the samples to come over. Then when you do like the clothes, we're ordering the clothes. So then there's you got to pay for the clothes to be ordered. We got all the best materials. We don't use
skimp,
any.
Yeah.
So we use all the best materials. So then that's not cheap because you're paying per item. Mm. So every single t-shirt per unit we're paying for. You know, so if we're selling for a certain price, it's only because we have to make a profit on what we're buying. Otherwise, we're only going to lose money. Mm. So I think, but I love it. Like for me, it's amazing because I know it's going to do well because I know how good AV is at controlling everything. So in my head, it's like in the future, when we've got our own store, inshallah, we've got all of that stuff and runways and everything, and it's just generating good income. I'll look at him, we'll laugh and go, remember those days when we were spending so much money and losing money? Like for a long time, we were losing money just so we can release cool clothing and everything and use the best materials. So I think the financial burden is the only hard part, but in terms of how the clothing is ran, like AV pretty much does 99% and I do one.
Yeah, that's a good 1% though, man. Sometimes, I mean, 1% is very important.
Yes.
Without 1%, it would be
Yeah, no, difficult. It's his baby. Like, we both obviously are very passionate about it, but for him, it's his day-to-day, you know? It's his, like, day-to-day. Like, just like how I'm every day working on YouTube and videos and everything, that's his day to day. Like, he doesn't go a day without working on a potential release for next winter, you know? And he's showing me and I'm like, yeah, that looks sick, but the sun's out. And he's like, nah, but it's for next winter. You know, why? I'm thinking, why is this jacket? Why is he showing me this like puffy jacket in the middle of June?
Yeah, he's, but, like, he's already working on it, yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it's cool. It's cool. And the best part of it all is I'm genuinely a fan of the clothing.
Same.
And I know you are because you wear it a lot and I know Harry Pinero is because he wears it a lot, and I know Culture Camps is, and I know, like, that's when I know it's really good.
Yeah.
The only thing as well is the messaging as well. People kind of being confused about the pricing and everything, but it's not merchandise. Yeah. So that's another hard part, but I think people understand now.
Sick.
Okay. You know what? I want to ask you some questions. Because you got to remember, I'm also a podcast host.
Yes, you are.
Do you know what I mean?
We're in more years of experience.
I do this.
Yes.
But one thing I actually wanted to know, we don't even talk about it that much, is you've done well, of course, in your career, right? You've done really, really well. And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
So you've had really, really high highs. But you could say sometimes you've had some lows, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Even recently, yeah, a little bit. And even in general, throughout your career. How do you manage both?
Well, the highs and lows?
Yeah, how do you manage both? Like, when you're smashing it, what does that do to you mentally, and how do you manage it? And when it's your turn to get cooked a little bit,
yeah,
how do you manage that?
I generally feel like the ups and downs are what humble you.
Mm.
And also, I'm on a alhamdulillah regardless. You know, I'm always just happy with whatever comes my way, because the same way I accept those good things with open arms is the same way I have to accept the bad ones. You know what I mean? And I feel like... it can't always be just good and dandy, man. Sometimes you have to get hit up with something to see how that affects your character, mm-hmm. see how you can take it. For me, I feel like years ago, I couldn't really handle the negativity too much. But then as you get older, obviously, man's about to hit 30, bro. We're literally about to hit 30. That's our next year, you know? Yeah, so it's I feel like I'm in a situation where I can deal with things much better, because a lot of the people, like what people comment online, is like coming from a place of, they don't even know who I am at all. So it's like certain things about my character, it makes me laugh, because it's like I'm very sure of myself and know that certain things they do say, I'm like, well, that's a bunch of rubbish. Now with all these clippers and stuff, taking stuff out of context and stuff.
Oh, the game has changed.
The game has changed. Like, even Kai was doing a stream recently, and he was talking about how, for example, there was a clip that was completely out of context and they used his face to react to something to a different clip.
Oh my God,
so it's
yeah.
like, it just shows you that people can just take the mic and just do stuff that's out of context.
Yeah.
Also, I'm a man, innit? I can put my hands up and say I can hold accountability for certain things I do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will do is off camera amend those things. So for example, now people want to like the certain things about say about somebody. And I'm like, you know what? I didn't mean it in that respect, genuinely, but I can understand how you can see it that way. So I can put my hand up and say my bad for that situation, you know? But there's certain things which a majority of the times I'm thinking in my head, nah, you guys have got that wrong. Like, you know what I mean? And instead of fighting the internet and saying, no, you idiots, you shouldn't have done it like this because I meant it like this. You can't ever win against the internet. You're going to never win. So there's a battle that I'm not going to take, because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to constantly lose. Do you know what I mean?
And you're only going to lose even more if you're just constantly trying to explain yourself.
There you go,
That's
bro.
Actually worse.
So for me, it's like, unless I genuinely feel like I've done something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, if I feel like I've done something wrong, I'm going to come on this platform and say, yo, you know what? Looking back at it, I was wrong there. I apologize. I'm more than happy to do that. I'm not like a prideful person where I'm like, I'm not going to say that. You know what I mean? Same way I've done you guys wrong at times. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, yo, you man, my bad. Do you know what I mean?
Cool.
So I'm more than happy to say my bad. But there's certain things I'm just kind of like, you guys have perceived it in a completely different way. So whatever, and we'll let this, because I'll be honest, it takes about a week for a controversy to blow over.
Oh, yeah, and it's someone else's turn.
Someone else is going to get cooked. You know what I mean? So I was getting cooked from this KSI podcast.
Yeah.
People aren't even talking about it anymore.
Yeah,
it's fine.
No,
you know
it's a crazy place.
And again, like, it's so funny that KSI himself, we speak all till today, we still speak every time. Minimit, I was just speaking to him the other day about the situation, about just life in general.
Yeah,
like, we're all cool, like me and the Sidemen. But it's the people that don't like me.
Mm.
So it's like the people that I was in, not trying to anger, but I can understand they didn't get angry.
Of course.
But somebody else got angry. So it's kind of like, it's mad, man.
On their behalf.
It's mad on their behalf. These lot are fine, but they're not. So it's kind of crazy, but it's fine. I have no qualms, man. I feel like if I'm not here to be liked, man, I'm not here to be loved. I'm here to just try to...
Yeah, I think we're in a day, a time in the world now where people make a lot of assumptions.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people lack context as well. There's like People, you know, so if you were to do something or say something and someone sees a clip, they'll look at you and go, oh, he's a bad person.
Yeah.
But it don't, but they're just making us, they don't have the context of, I don't know, the full conversation. Like full, I said, the clips, for example. Or the level of friendship you have with that person, or the comfortability you have with that person, to tease them.
Yes.
So you might say something to your guest because you're very close to them. And like I said, you might speak to them every day.
Yeah.
So you have a level of confidence to tease them or to try and like poke them a little bit because you're a friend. You're not trying to catch them out.
Of course not.
So people lack context and see a clip and then they don't know how close you are with someone or what you meant by something. That's the difference. It's the meaning is most important because you could say something, but it's like, what do you mean by that? Did you mean to offend someone or did you mean to joke? Yeah. And people don't know the meaning. They just look at it as black and white. But in, but there's nothing's ever black and white, you know?
Ever.
So no one questions things anymore. Everyone just sees something and has an opinion, but also there's like, it's like a herd opinion. It's like,
herd mentality.
Everyone says this person's bad now, so that person's bad. No one's willing to go, wait, let me ask, why is that person bad?
Yeah.
Let me watch the video. Let me see the dynamic. Let me figure out and then make your own, you know, judgment. But I think what happens now is people don't do that anymore. And I'm not saying I'm better than anyone else. Yeah. I'm not. I'm still a young man in this life. And I've hopefully got another 50, 60 years to learn a lot more. But that's the one thing I struggle to understand. And I'm in this field now where anything I do or say gets clipped. It's happened to me a lot, especially during the bullying experience. There was a lot of times where a reaction of mine got clipped or me saying something or me reacting to something in match badly. And just like that, I was seen differently.
They just pick up on that,
you know, and it's like, well, you don't understand the context.
I used to like Sharky before.
He's so unlikable. But I like,
so my bad, bro. But 10 years of me doing content, you loved that whole time. One small thing that can maybe be perceived as, it was a bit off there. I now hate this person.
It's mad.
It's like, it's crazy. If you thought of your relationships like that, with your spouse, with your family, with your dad, or your mum, like everyone has pissed you off at one point in life.
For sure.
Are you telling me now that one time they pissed you off, you forever not forgive them? If that's the case, how do you expect your God to forgive you or your Lord to forgive you? If you're not a religious person, then fair play. But I'm saying, as in, it's crazy that you have to have a clean slate and you can't make one mistake. And if you do, we no longer F with you. I feel like that's crazy. It's very unforgiving.
Yeah, it's mad. And it's because we're just on camera, but people say or do or make mistakes every single day.
Every day.
But someone that's on camera all the time is not allowed once to say something wrong that maybe you look back and go, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But then it's too late because they don't like you already.
Yeah.
Or maybe I shouldn't have reacted. I go back home all the time and I'm like, maybe I shouldn't have reacted like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, and it's even small, it could be a baseball video where I might lose a challenge and I watch the video and I go, I took that bit badly. But no one notices, but I notice. Yeah. I'm a bigger critic of myself than they are.
Of course.
But they lack context where it's like, even if you're looking at the ball league thing, they don't maybe not understand how cool other managers might look easier going, and then Sharky now magnified looks even more like he's hungry for the win and angry, but they don't understand that football means more to me than them.
Yeah.
You know, of course Maya's not gonna be upset if she loses the game.
Because she don't care about
it. Care. Yeah. Like everyone's got different motivations to be here. Football means more to me. I have a whole football platform. I grew up playing football. I put more work in. So of course, if I lose, it's gonna hurt me more. If I win, I'm gonna be happier. So I think people lack context and just see a clip without context and make an assumption. And
but generally, the state of the internet is in now.
But it's what we put aside.
Has made me resent it a little bit. That's me being honest. Because I feel like what the internet was when I started compared to what it is now is two different things. And I didn't sign up for that.
So yeah, I'm but you gotta go with the times.
Of course,
though, no?
I get it. But I'm saying I'm at a place where I'm kind of like, do I want to do the rapper thing where I just don't show face like that no more?
Nah, you can't, man. You can't do that. You can't.
You reckon?
You can't. You
see, for example, like a Dave.
I understand.
Example,
nah, but
Central
you can't.
C, yeah. Well, not Central, Central's kind of everywhere.
Disappear, make a project, come back. Nah, you
just
can't.
Just disappear. Just drop a video. Yo, you man, love.
Because
no social media, no nothing.
I've thought about it all the time, but you can't, man. Especially you. I think you.
Because you just want to.
Yeah.
Just dip everything.
I know. But at the same time, like in the last decade, you are like one of the best exports of the UK in entertainment, you know? So you can't just give up and go, nah, man, I'm done with this, man. You can't, you have to just keep making content because so much people still love you. So much people love you.
Yeah.
And end of the day, all you're doing is you're just becoming more of an adult. So you're a bit more opinionated because you're not the 21-year-old Trunks anymore.
Yeah.
You're 29
who, chill.
Shut up. Pushing 30, mate.
Hey.
Yeah. But yeah, like God forbid you have a bit more of self-confidence within you and a bit more of an opinion, a bit more opinionated and a bit of a stronger character, which sometimes might be harder for some people to adapt to. You're not the 21-year-old Truxton that everyone fell in love with, but at the same time, what you are becoming is a fully grown man who is still, who's created a legacy in this scene or in the UK, who is now doing cool stuff like this, and you're adapting your content style a little bit more. And you just got to keep doing that for the next 10, 20, 30 years, bro. I don't ever want to see you go, I'm going to take a year off. You can't do that. Like, I think that'd be the worst thing you do.
Yeah, it's very detrimental because I feel
Man, this is you. You're made for cameras, bro. More than anyone I know, you're made for cameras. So it's your thing. And that's why I'm glad you're doing this.
Appreciate that, brother.
But I want to see you start interviewing super interesting people now, man.
That's one thing I'm going to say quickly, because I want to have a game to end off the show with Sharky. Yeah. But I will say this, is that we are going to Asia. I'm going to be taking a break off of the pod because we are filming for a month in Asia. So I haven't got anything pre-filmed, unfortunately. I apologize. But what I will say is, like, probably, I know you guys have probably got PTSD with this word, but seasons.
Treat it like a season.
Treat it like a season. So, for example, this first one was just kind of like me testing stuff out, bringing friends over, talking about whatever. I think the next time I jump back on this podcast, we'll have a different set. I want to just change it up a little bit. My dad keeps cussing me. My dad keeps cussing me about this table. He doesn't like this table.
You should
a lot.
Slightly adjust the set every season.
Potentially. I don't know how much money I have, though.
You got a lot of money, my friend.
But what I will do is I'm going to try to change up the kind of guests we get. So, for example, I grew up loving watching podcasts that had like guests that were just crazy. For example, this guy was an NYPD officer for 30 years and he was actually corrupt and stuff like that.
That's,
and like,
your vibe,
one of my friends, Raphael Rowe, which goes around prisons around the world and experiences that. And he was obviously in prison himself for a number of years and realized that he didn't actually do the crime. You know what I mean? So people with cool stories, I feel like I'm going to change it up, the format. So that's going to hopefully come when I'm back from Asia. I've also got a new team now with my actual main channel, which they're here today as well, of course, off camera. They're going to be helping me with my main channel. So I'm going to try to be more consistent, because I looked at my channel the other day and I've got almost 4 million subscribers. And I was like, when did it get there then? Like, genuinely, I feel like the support has been incredible and I really appreciate you guys, but I feel like I need to pay you guys back by being consistent. So the main channel will be coming back. I've literally filming videos for the main channel this week and whilst I'm in Asia. So that's going to be consistent again. And yeah, this show, I'm just going to try to do more stuff and be maybe less opinionated, because I feel like that gets me in trouble. So I'm going to just interview people and let them speak instead of having my opinion, because it just gets taken out of context.
I actually think what you just said there is perfect. I think bringing on those kind of guests, you would enjoy it more.
No, I would. I would. I definitely would.
You would enjoy it more.
So I'm going to ask my team actually to look out for more people that are just interested, man. I think that would be definitely more.
Or if you have a super crazy story and life, and you think you'll be perfect for this podcast, send an email to
it will be on the screen now. Yes, but
there's people with crazy stories that
I want to take more of that angle, and I don't really care much about views and stuff or how viral stuff are. No. I just want to enjoy myself, man. Like, I'm at a place where alhamdulillah I'm okay, you know what I mean?
Of course.
But thanks for that, appreciate that. That was nice.
That was nice.
I'm gonna do a this or that with you, brother.
Okay,
before we wrap up. So Sharky, I know you very well, so I just wrote these down in about 2 minutes. Saka or Henry?
Obviously, Henry legacy, but for me, my time of watching football, I'm a bigger Saka fan than Henry fan, yeah.
There you go, so you say Saka, that's fine.
Yeah,
Saka. You're crazy.
Saka, it's not crazy.
Even Saka would say it's Henry, how about that?
No, Henry's the GOAT, but
yeah, just
Saka's my GOAT. But Henry, no, definitely Saka, because Henry came with Micah Richards supporting Depatrio against us.
You should have said that.
And we beat him.
Yeah, there you go. You should have said that instead. There you go.
I beat a team with Henry on the bench. Touchline. Crazy. He
definitely didn't play. So American music or UK music?
All my favourite artists are American.
That's so what I was about American, to say. Yeah, I think it's long.
Yeah, all my favourite artists are American.
Yeah.
All North American, because Party Next Door, Drake. Okay.
Yeah. In terms of enjoyment, being SDS FC manager or doing YouTube?
Enjoyment. What do I enjoy?
Oh, what's like? If I
enjoy being a YouTuber more, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Like, it's more stressful being a manager of a football team.
I hear it, man.
The enjoyment only comes for 30 minutes when I lift the trophy, and then after that, it's back to, what am I doing for season two? So the rest of the season, I'm not enjoying nothing, mate.
Fair enough.
Yeah, the enjoyment's very short. But YouTube, I love it. I've been doing it for 10 years. It's my thing, man.
Cool. Frank Ocean or PND?
That's a good question. That's a great question.
I think you have to kind of punish Frank for not being consistent.
Yeah, but his
enough.
Music's timeless.
Don't matter. I think this guy's taking a piss. When was the last time he dropped an album?
2016.
Brother, it's 2025.
Yeah, isn't it? Frank Ocean for me is music's timeless, but you said like right now, who among. Right now, I'd rather slap on a Party Next Door song. But Frank for me is the
Frank, wake up, brother. Crisp or chocolate?
Crisps.
Fair enough. Favorite one?
Changes a lot, you know. Right now, Pringles prawn cocktail.
You love Pringles, innit?
Yeah, I like a Pringles.
I'm not really a Pringles man like that, you know.
I like a Pringles. I like the way like it sits on my tongue and then it.
Okay, we'll move on because that sounds crazy. Daytime or nighttime?
Daytime.
Fair play. You're not a nighttime demon?
No, I do stay up pretty late, but I like going for walks in the daytime. I'm growing up now, and I'm getting old,
yeah.
So I have to have my walk, in the late morning. So between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., I go for a walk. Get a coffee and I go for a walk.
Yeah, Cortado,
Cortado, and I go for a walk.
Bro, we're amazing. Old now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's different.
For God's sakes, paddle or football?
Paddle.
Yeah, to play.
Paddle.
Honesty or kindness?
Honesty.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm more honest than I am kind.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm kind.
Save for the future or enjoy the present?
Enjoy the present.
And then give kids allowance or make them earn it?
Make them earn it within reason.
Yeah, cool.
Within reason.
Well, there you go. Well, there you have it, guys. That is Sharky, my brother, one of my best friends in the scene. Really did enjoy that podcast, brother. But guys, just a quick reminder, we will be back. We'll be back with Lawrence very soon.
Yeah, man, I miss Lawrence, man.
Yeah. We'll be back very soon. Just going to Asia with the boys for Beta School for a month. So I'm going to be MIA. But just know in September, I am back. I am fully back.
I'm excited. Very excited.
But also, guys, make sure you subscribe. I think we're closing in on 200,000 subscribers. Where's the plaque?
You had the plaque, didn't you?
Someone stole it. That's cool.
It looks so small in your hands.
No, it's changed.
It's actually smaller than a roller.
It's smaller. It's smaller. Smaller.
Oh my! Because when you hold it in your hands, because I've got a couple, yeah. I've got a few.
Yeah, mental.
I've got four silvers, two golds, one diamond.
Crazy! crazy!
Yeah, it's a lot still.
We were like an artist.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
Wait, SDS.
So I've got 100K for SDS.
Yeah.
100K for Sharky Main. Yeah. 100K for Sharky Moore, yeah. Which is my reaction channel, and 100K for Beta Score plaque. I got
yeah.
at home.
Yeah.
Then I got the gold for my Sharky Main channel. Yeah. The gold for Beta Score. Yeah. And I got a diamond for Beta Score. Seven plaques in total.
Nico's about to close in on two diamonds.
Nah, he's a joke. He's about to hit him in on his main.
He's the GOAT, bro.
We cannot compete.
No, we can't.
We cannot compete.
But guys, make sure you subscribe. I'm trying to get seven diamonds, two gold, and one diamond.
Surely if you actually collected, I collect them.
I got one diamond.
Yep.
Can I take like a foot of sand and JD kind of vibe as well?
Yeah, no, you can't. Bah. I know what you mean though. You've done 90% of the appearances.
What?
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, but you can't.
Okay, well, in that case, then my
two golds.
Two golds?
Your personal beta.
My personal beta.
Have you got the beta gold?
Nope.
So I've got a beta gold and a beta silver and a beta platinum. The diamond.
You're a fanboy.
I'm a fanboy. I said, give me them. I'm stat padding, bro.
I've got my
I said, give
channel.
Me them.
Main channel diamond. Beta score diamond.
Main channel diamond?
I wish. Main channel gold. Gold.
Yeah.
Beta gold. Beta diamond.
Yes. So you got two golds.
This one's silver.
You ain't got your main channel silver?
Nope.
Lost you ain't it. Got beta silver?
Lost it.
Yeah.
Wait, do I have beta diamonds?
You know, we all got beta diamonds.
Where is
We've
it?
We got five of them in the little briefcase. No oh, way you
I
lost it.
I moved out in the space of us getting it.
So where is it?
Oh, sh**.
You don't know where your diamond plaque is?
Yeah,
like, we've only got five of them.
Can we not order another? It costs like two
It's
grand,
a lot of money. It's like three bangs each.
YouTube are making money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to pay for something that we already achieved.
It's a present. I'm paying for my present.
Because I think every channel gets one for free, but obviously we're five of us, so we have to pay for extra. Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, that was a random little jabber there. But listen, I love you guys so much. Keep watching and take care.
Bye.